Okay, this last two on general business, Chairman. I'll ask them both at once if that's okay. I was amazed that Mark Burrows, who at the time was a Fairfax director, competing with some of our assets, was able to be Lachlan's advisor. I'm presuming we put some protocols in place to not give a Fairfax director access to all those internal management contracts and operations that you just talked about in terms of the due diligence, because it did seem an incredibly bizarre, an obvious conflict of interest. He subsequently left the board, but how did we handle that obvious conflict of a competitor, a director of a competitor, suddenly having apparently open access to all our books? The other question is, can we have a bit of explanation about the precise nature of the preemptive rights that exist within Foxtel and within Premier Media? There was some press report at the time that News Corp had to provide some waivers to allow the proposed Ilia transaction to go through. If some third party wanted to make a takeover offer again for CMH, what are the precise poison pills or preemptive rights that exist that could potentially stop Telstra or News from actually that transaction taking place if they didn't agree or approve of the bidder at that time?
Well, on the first one, there were research controls in place for the Illyria takeover process. And on the, in terms of contractual obligations are in place, I mean, I don't think this really helps this meeting to go through them. They're commercially sensitive.